one go, but I guess we have to push it.
Yeah, I think the countdown is cool. We're doing it, buddy.
All right,
We're
let's go.
actually doing this. Welcome to this first introductory podcast with Wes Becknell. I'm Ryan Tubner. We'll be your host. And it's been a long time coming for this podcast. The idea came about, I think, when we did a podcast for the Young Agents. Wes was the host of that with Kyle, and they talked to Stuart Brong and I, and from that point we had the idea of let's do this. I think we could start a podcast. When we talked about that, Wes, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was going to be a lot of work, and so that's exciting, but it's also kind of daunting in the fact that we both have families that keep us very, very busy and different activities, and then our careers keep us, well, relatively busy depending on the day, time, and if it's really nice outside or not. So, you and your dogs and me and golf, so my version of dogs. And so yes. It was a great idea, but we said kind of put the framework together, and it kind of took a while to kind of get to where we are currently, is where we're sitting right now, starting this off. So it's exciting that we're here and that we're starting this, and now it's time to kind of roll out what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. So what we had the idea of, do we do insurance? Since we're both in the insurance business, do we do insurance and just an insurance podcast? But if you think about it, insurance is kind of boring. Yeah. You don't want insurance people talking on a podcast. It is boring. There's only so many ways you can go through a general liability policy or property or work comp or whatever it is. It's just boring. We're both sports guys. Do we gear it towards sports? While there's so many sports podcasts out there that do a phenomenal job, do we want to do that? Do we want to compete with that? Then there's business. We're both in business. Do we want to do something like that? Leadership. Maybe it's some getting military guys, former military guys on here with leadership. So we decided let's encompass everything. So throughout the podcast, you'll be hearing from some coaches, from athletes, from former military, from UFC fighters, from
insurance
business
people.
Guys, insurance people. You'll hear from all of it.
Yeah.
And we're excited to bring you this podcast, and hopefully everybody will enjoy. So the names, what is going to be the name of this podcast? I'm excited about this name. Beth, my Beth, my wife, Beth, and if for those of you don't know, we both married a Beth. So it works out.
Not the same woman.
Not the same one. That would be weird.
Yeah, it would
However,
be
weird. We both married a Beth. I think technically yours is Bethany.
Yes.
Mine is actually Beth.
Okay.
But go through that, Wes, of the names, of your thoughts, and when we actually figured out our name.
So there was just lots of options. I mean, lots of thoughts, just trying to come up with something that kind of fit. You know, we talked to I'm from Texas, Tubner's from Oklahoma. So we had that kind of a Red River, Texas, Oklahoma feel. I'm unabashed in my love of the great state of Texas, and I don't mind letting people know that about how it's the greatest state in the country. So we talked about trying to incorporate business or sports into the podcast, or about how, you know, winning, which is kind of correlates back to sports, or how we do a lot of learning from one another, kind of something around learning, kind of a learning type podcast or a business type name. But none of those really fit. And then Ryan and his wife came up with the name, which is?
When Work Beats Talent.
Which encapsulates everything, really.
Yeah,
you think about it.
Does.
It kind of covers sports. It covers life. It covers business.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something, you know, we have young children, relatively young. I mean, my oldest is a teenager, youngest one is a preteen, and his tumors are a little bit younger, but we talk about that all the time. You know, work hard, because if you work hard, you can beat people who are more talented if you put the hard work in. So it's
absolutely
really, it's fitting on all levels for us and our family and where we are in our lives.
I completely agree. And the way that came about was we were sitting there in the front yard just hanging out with two of the puppies, and we were going through the names, and it's always come to where you always see somebody, whether it's in business, in the insurance business, or in sports, say, that person has a lot of talent. But if that person's talent matched their work ethic, they would be unstoppable. And so that's where we came about and what Beth said, and I loved it, and I told Wes about it, and we both ran with it. And so yeah, the podcast, When Work Beats Talent. I mean, the people we'll talk to, I mean, I'm so excited about the stories that they'll tell, of personal stories of, I may have not been the most talented, but I worked harder. I think that's probably going to be the common theme throughout the whole podcast series. And hopefully it's a long podcast series. That's our plan. We don't want to do a introductory and done. We want to do a long podcast series. So that's going to be the common theme, when work beats talent.
Yeah, I mean, it fits because yesterday I was meeting with a young guy who's getting ready to graduate from UCO in the insurance and risk management department, and he was looking for a job. And he asked, he goes, "What piece of advice would you give me as I look for a job?" I said, "You can control two things in your life, and really, the only two things you can control. It's your attitude and it's your effort. And if you give your best on those two things, you will separate yourself from everyone that you meet and everyone that you work with because you are giving 100% in those two categories. You can't control the market." Which we wish we could because the property and auto market is so bad in insurance right now.
Right.
Homeowners are seeing that. But like I told him, I was like, simple fact is if you give 100% every day and you have a great attitude, you don't, I'm not saying get run over, but the idea is you're like, yes, sir, no, ma'am, no, no, sir, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, whatever it may be, you just do it with great integrity and great effort. You will separate yourself and be one of the best at what you do, no matter whether it's an agent or it's an underwriter or it's a claims
Right.
adjuster. Or an actuary in our space, because that's the space that I tend to lean and gravitate towards the most when I talk about effort and work.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I mean, it's for those people and individuals and whatever their craft is in their field, it's like as long as they put out that maximum effort and that work, and they outwork everybody else, then they're setting themselves up for success. And one of my favorite things to do is go back and read Kobe Bryant quotes or listen to his clips on Instagram or whatever it may be. And that sucker outworked everybody. And he's, in my eyes, number two player in ever behind Jordan, which was another guy that just outworked people. And granted, he had talent, but still, he
Yeah, but
outworked people.
again, it fits back to the title of the podcast when he had talent, but he also worked. I mean, he didn't just sit there and go, "Yeah, I'm the greatest. I know I'm the greatest. I'm not going to put the effort." And he's like, "Listen, I am the greatest, and I'm going to continue to be the greatest because I'm going to outwork you.
We lost West.
If I do my best and give my best every day, it's better than your best. And at the end of the day, I will win more than I lose because I am better than you and I've put in more work than you."
Yeah, exactly. One of my favorite quotes I've ever heard was the former Oklahoma State baseball coach Gary Ward said at a baseball camps growing up, somewhere someone is practicing, and when they meet you in head competition, they'll beat you. It always resonated with me, no matter if it's when I first became an agent here at Richard Cartmill, talking to Dixie about gymnastics or jujitsu, even Clancy. I mean, Clancy's six, but he doesn't grasp that as much, but it just holds true in any walk of life that if you're in a competitive industry like we are in, someone else is practicing, and when they meet you, they're gonna beat you. So you best work your butt off so they don't beat you.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. He goes, and there's a quote by, Derek Jeter, played for the Yankees, great shortstop. I mean, just one of the best. His quote was, I'm going to butcher this a little bit because I don't have it verbatim in front of me, but it's something about, I love when people doubt me. It makes me work harder to prove them wrong. Something around that. I don't not have the exact quote in front of me, but that was something he said that I really liked. Like, listen, just let that be your fuel. We played in a soccer tournament this weekend in Wichita, Kansas, my youngest did. And he was getting frustrated. I said, listen, just go out there and give your best. If your best is not good enough, then we find a way to get better. We'll go work, we'll get some lessons, right, and we'll try to get better. But if you give me your best, and your best doesn't mean score 7 goals, it means give me your best effort and have the best attitude, you're hard to beat. Like, you're just hard to beat, because you're gonna be a step ahead of everybody that you compete against.
And that's totally accurate.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're excited for this podcast. And for guys that said we weren't gonna gear it towards sports, we just quoted two sports guys. So it's probably gonna be a lot of sports heavy. But it's gonna encompass a lot of different aspects of leadership, of working hard, of stories of people that we just know work hard and are at the best of their craft. And so we're excited about that.
We will get everything uploaded to all the platforms here pretty shortly with some artwork and categorize everything the way it needs to be done. And then we will start recording with guests. And as soon as we drop the first one, we will let everybody know. We look forward to talking to everybody and getting your feedback on how we can make this better. Like, again, we're not insulated from this. We want to be the best that we can be when we do this. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be asking for a lot of feedback. Tell us where we're good. Tell us where we're bad. Tell us where we can improve, and we'll do our best. And if you have any ideas for any people to be on here, shoot us a text or call us and let us know. We're happy to give them a shout and see if they'll hop on.
Sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate it. We're looking forward to it.
Talk to y'all soon.